into a football game?
I think so. I think it's just a credit to these guys. I think that the players of, you know, the way they responded to a really hard week for everybody, for having things go real bad for us last Sunday, and stuck together, hung together, came out, knew how important this game was, and came out making plays on both sides of the ball. And yeah, I think everyone knows the obvious happened. Last week we hurt ourselves. This week we got four turnovers. We didn't have any turnovers. So 3 out of 4 weeks we have zero turnovers. And last week we gave them all away, which, you know, put that game away for us. So it was just more exciting to see how we responded to a tough spot. This thing could have gone a lot of different ways during the week. And like we talked about all week, they practiced hard, they played hard, they believed they were going to come out here and play much better, which we did, against a good football team on the road. And we got a huge win. That is exactly what we needed.
How much pride come into play? You lose the game 51-20.
Well, I think we realized, again, for us, it wasn't that we played poorly, just that we made a lot of mistakes. We gave the ball up. I mean, we were sloppy with the football. So we knew it wasn't that we that we weren't structurally sound. We knew that we were doing good things. We felt we could have, we ran the ball well last week. There's a lot of things we thought we could have done better, but the game got out of hand in the first quarter last week. So I think it was we knew that wasn't who we were, but unfortunately that was the score, so we had to listen to all the stuff all week, and we realized it was only up to us to fix it. We said that all week. We knew it was our own fault, and it was only the team could dig ourselves out of the hole. There's only one game, but it's the one we need at this one. Like we said, there's six more to play now, and this is, we have a break for the week. It's a great way, obviously, to go on break, playing well and having success, and then your confidence grow, and I think it tells you what kind of team you have here.
Jake clearly had some rust to shake off in the first half, but he still managed to make plays in the meantime.
Well, that's why we're excited about him. He made some plays a lot of quarterbacks just couldn't have made, especially early when it was, when we went for on a 4th and 2. He makes a monster play there that chances are we don't get that, then it's only 7-0 at that point. They get good field position. So, yeah, we knew coming in it was going to be some plays here and there just to get him used to playing, live contact for the first time in 6 weeks. But he played hard. I think the players rallied around him like we thought they would. I think it was a great start for him. And he was into the game from start to finish. And the good thing is we were able to get him out there in the fourth quarter because we had the lead. So I think it was great for him to have that kind of success as far as us winning the game. When we needed to win a game, he's the quarterback out there running the show. And now we have a week before we have to play. So he gives him a chance to make sure, another couple weeks to get his health in order. But look good.
Chris Johnson obviously staying on the roll. What did you see on this 17-yard run in particular?
Well, see, that's something that he's special at. I mean, you're looking at on the sideline, you go, oh, my gosh, hit it. He's looking. All of a sudden, he's one of those guys that can stop and change direction and get back up in the gear to score. Again, these guys were number 3 in the league in stopping the run. We knew that was going to be a huge challenge. I mean, he's the first back, I think, in 22 or 23 games to have 100 yards on him. So, I mean, he accomplished that. And I think he's been doing that now against Chicago, Houston, Pittsburgh. I mean, I think he's showing that, and the run game is showing what we thought it would be. This year, it's much better, much improved, and the last so many weeks, and that's a credit to those guys, again, sticking with it and not getting down on when people were trying to get them down, trying to blame someone and try to accuse. It's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. I think we did a great job of staying together with the run game and realizing that we were much better than the numbers were showing because of the opportunities, and now he's getting opportunities, and the numbers are much better, and I think he'll finish with 6 strong weeks.
McCarthy got injured, come back 3 plays later, he's in the end zone.
He's that kind of guy. That's what we've missed. People talk about, well, what have you missed on? What's going on defense? We said from the beginning, he got hurt in the first quarter, the first game of the year. He's one of those guys that, like the Bears had Tillman last week, everyone bragged on for creating turnovers. He's our guy that seems to have a knack for making fumbles and making plays and interception for a pick 6 after he comes back after being hurt. All 3 linebackers had interceptions, which was fun to see. Zach had one. Akeem had one. And that's what you need. I mean, we saw what turnovers do, and defense got 4. We didn't give up any. In a lot of areas, we played some good football, and that's what you have to do. So it's a great day for us.
How much did you need to win today? From a mindset point of view.
We needed to win. This was we needed to win 2 weeks ago when we lost Indy. So we realize where we're at. We know we're 4-6. We know we're not happy about 4-6. But we needed this win, as you mentioned, in a big way for a lot of reasons, just because of the way we lost and lost at home last week. And losing 2 at home is hard to take for fans, for us, for everybody. And so We need to. We know our backs to the wall, obviously. When you don't play well like last week, and so we needed to come out. We knew it was only 1 week. This is only one win, but it's a good win. It's one we needed badly, and I think you see a lot about character. Guys always wonder about what kind of team you have. I think we've shown that. Unfortunately, we've created holes for us throughout the season, and we've always come back and played well when we've had to. Now that we just kind of see if we can do that for 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row, because for us to get back in the conversation for what we want to accomplish this year, we have to win a lot of games in a row here. So it's a good start. We get the week off, which is we'll need it, and we get back to work for Jacksonville down the road.
How much of an impact do you think your owner's comments last week
had? I don't know that. Again, I think the guys handle everything well. I don't think that the good news. Again, the good thing about it was that I don't think it really upset anyone. We were already upset, like we said. We were. No one had to tell us how they felt. I mean, from the fan base to the coaches. I mean, we all felt. You don't play like that. You can't give 50 points at home and turn the ball over 6 times in this league, and we did it. And so we were disappointed how we played. So, I mean, all that factors in. I mean, I just think it's a matter of us having a good week of work, concentrating, and coming back and playing much better than we did last week.
You said, Jake. I mean,